sex? Should it be a taboo subject in books? Well, I'll tell you, if I had known I was going to have young adult readers, especially my own daughters, at a fairly young age, I wouldn't have put quite so much in my books in maybe quite so clear a way. Although I always did want to deal with the underlying issues, and so I would have still portrayed it. I don't think, in general, you can hide the fact that sex exists in the modern book because it's so much more present and blatant to people today than it was when, you know, Jane Austen was writing. So you can imply it in her era, but if you don't be a little explicit about it in ours, you look kind of goofy. At the same time, I think that it shouldn't be... We shouldn't have our noses rubbed in it, if you know what I mean. I think that, like a lot of good things, some add spice and or gravel if it's bad sex. But if there's nothing but spice, then the meal isn't very nurturing, you know, not very nourishing, rather, or nurturing. And if there's nothing but gravel, it just, you know, gets in your eyes after a while. If you've got nothing but sex from cover to cover, then I don't think that's a novel. It's pornography, I suppose. And maybe that is a novel, but it's not something I'd want to read. So I don't want more of it there than is something that I would enjoy reading. But at the same time, I think you have to have some. And I think people have to be careful these days because you don't know what audience you're going to have. It isn't as if people under the age of 18 avoid things because it doesn't say young adult. So it's a life lesson to ask yourself as an author, would you like to have your children reading this and or their friends reading it and saying to them, gee, your mom's kind of kinky. Which I am not personally, but I do write about issues that relate to sexual aberrations or alternate sexual habits for different races.